I want to change tack now. I want to talk more about you and your background. And I'm going to play you another little clip. Now, this is you during the Olympic Games.
I'm not sure if I'm enjoying these clips.
No, no, this one is not an accusation. Right. It's you during the Olympic Games talking in Dutch to a Dutch television interview.
Right.
Let's have a look at it.
Maar ook, ik denk, ja, er is zo'n enorme steun. En iedereen die leeft met iedere minuut en iedere dag mee hier in Groot-Brittannië.
I didn't know the Dutch for enormous stone was enormous stone, but yeah,
that means enormous support.
Now,
yes.
You've got a Dutch
mum,
a Dutch mother,
yep.
And a father who was Russian and British, I think. You're fluent in five languages, and I'm not trying to, by
no,
the way,
not quite
suggest
as fluent as I,
this, yeah. This is some sort of negative that we're accusing you of speaking foreign
How
languages.
Dare the man
because,
speak no, they, other
yeah,
languages,
no, no, no,
yeah.
That would be ridiculous. But you said in an interview in 2010, I was aware as a youngster that, frankly, things seemed to work so much better in the Netherlands than they did in Britain. Just a feeling that something was holding this country back when large parts of Europe were palpably moving forward. Do you still think that?
No, I don't actually, but I think if you go back to the 70s and 80s, Britain was at the time riven by industrial conflict and then by quite a sort of ugly dog-eat-dog kind of politics under Margaret Thatcher that the much more consensual politics of the Netherlands didn't have at the time.